So then Geshe-la said, I have no knowledge of understanding modern technology, but this is not my ignorance. Even understanding modern technology itself is deceptive. Because I don't know modern technology, then I have a great opportunity to concentrate on Dharma. Teach Dharma, meditate on Dharma. So maybe you're thinking, yes, but I use modern technology for the liberating path. That's wonderful. If you're working for the flourishing of Kadam Dharma, as many are, through modern technology, then this is your guru devotion. It is part of the meaning of liberating prayer, our faith, our devotion to Guru Buddha. But again, we need to be honest with ourselves. Why is Geshe-la giving us this teaching? He knows we're distracted. He knows. So each of us can think, what does this teaching mean to me? So I'll repeat. Geshe-la says, I have no knowledge of understanding modern technology, but this is not my ignorance. Even understanding modern technology itself is deceptive. Because I don't know modern technology, then I have a great opportunity to concentrate on Dharma. Teach Dharma, meditate on Dharma. So we have, appearing for us, is this extraordinary Kadampa life, spiritual life being given to us from Venerable Geshe-la's heart. We all have a great opportunity to concentrate on Dharma. Because Dharma, as you know, is our mind. So whatever our body's doing, wherever we are, whatever we are doing, Venerable Geshe-la says, always remember Dharma. It's not what we're doing that's stopping us practicing Dharma. We can be practicing Dharma whatever we are doing. It depends on a wish to practice Dharma, which depends on faith in Buddha, not forgetting our spiritual guide and the real meaning of our human life. Because I don't know modern technology, then I have a great opportunity to concentrate on Dharma, teach Dharma, meditate on Dharma. If I have this knowledge of modern technology, it can distract my whole life. So distraction and concentration are opposites. So distraction moves our mind to objects of delusion. Our concentration focuses on virtuous objects. If I have this knowledge of modern technology, it can distract my whole life. Therefore, it deceives me. It leads me on samsara's paths. So we need to check. We need to check what we're using our mind to do, to hold meaningful objects of knowledge or normal objects of knowledge. That's our choice. Now, Venerable Geshe-la says in How to Transform Your Life, we need to make a choice between squandering our life in meaningless pursuits or using our life to realize its profound potential, enlightenment. So this knowledge can distract my whole life. It deceives me, leads me on samsara's paths. So these are the painful paths of samsara, not the liberating path. Leads me on the wrong path to experience suffering and problems. Therefore, this knowledge is deceptive. for seeking permanent liberation from suffering. Therefore, it is not a meaningful object of knowledge. So we can all take that teaching, because every teaching Venerable Geshe-la gives us is a mirror of Dharma. So we take every teaching as a mirror, and we look in the mirror of Dharma. This is what it means to take every teaching of Buddha as personal advice. We look in the mirror of Dharma and we ask ourselves, we reflect back from the mirror of Dharma, this teaching on meaningful objects of knowledge and not meaningful objects of knowledge, and we reflect back to ourselves, what have I learned from that? What is Geshe-la teaching me? What is it I need to change? What is it I need to adjust? What do I need to do? And if I can't do it now, to have the intention to do in the future, because every teaching is a mirror of Dharma in which we look